Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get to it. Baltimore at Pittsburgh, obviously big-time rivalry. Rob?
Now, Mike, did you think that they were going to win, or did you just say they would cover? Cover, but they won.
I thought they'd lose. I thought Baltimore would win a close 2-3 points. Yeah. But Mike Tomlin, look, great coach, Rob. I mean, I think people have finally realized that over the last few years. But even though if they don't win the Super Bowl, which they clearly won't this year, the dude is a great coach, Rob. Can we say that? You're not ready to give him that?
No.
I
get that. I'm not knocking.
Okay.
But off of this game, he's a great coach?
No, I'm just saying that's why I picked him to cover.
No, that's what I was trying to figure out.
No, okay. He did a fine job.
I thought he did something that magnified, elevated him to that.
Well, he didn't go for two at the end of the game. Now, John Harbaugh is a very good coach, too. But here goes. They march down the field 60 yards in a minute and a half to get the potentially game-tying or winning touchdown. Rob, that no time. The game is over. Last play. They can go for two and try to win it, or they can kick the field, the extra point, and go into overtime.
Right.
And here's what happens.
Jackson takes a snap, fakes the handoff, lobs it, juggled and dropped by Mark Andrews, who was wide open at the one.
That was Ravens radio, and obviously they went for two, Rob. And quickly before you go, if I have to put blame, and I hate to use the word blame, but for lack of a better one, Lamar. Like, between Lamar, Andrews, I'm talking about the players.
Right.
The play, even though I disagreed with the call as far as going for it, I would have kicked the extra point. But it was a good play call, and it would have worked, but Lamar threw the ball a little too far. And Andrews, I thought, maybe could tip it, but it was kind of on a rope. It wasn't lobbed at all. And so I think Lamar just made a bad pass. But anyway, I disagree with the play call, and I know you do as well.
Yeah, it doesn't work all the time. I know people think everybody gets a two-point conversion when you need it. You know, usually, Chris, especially to win the game. I mean, right, we saw the numbers. Is it 3-for-8 or something like that?
In the last 3 years, teams are 3-for-8 on two-point conversions.
To win the game. You know what I mean?
In the fourth quarter. I don't even know if it's just to win the game. Is it in the fourth quarter? In the fourth quarter.
It seemed like you would have more than that. And the last 3 years, you only had eight goals?
No. 3-point in the past three seasons, teams are 3-for-8, which is 37%, on two-point conversion attempts when down by 1 point.
Right. That's
in
what I'm
the fourth
saying.
Quarter.
Okay, so that's what I mean. Yeah. Okay,
it may not be like at the end of the game.
No, to take the lead. That's what I'm saying compared to where you needed to just tie the game. You know, I think there's a different dichotomy.
Or you're down 7 or whatever it might be. Right.
Yeah, so I think. Right. But anyway, I'm with you. I'm just not comfortable with that. I think I wouldn't want to give up a game. I just wouldn't. I'd take my chances in overtime. And because of the rule changes years ago, Chris, where you're going to get the ball at least once. You remember in the old days, you might not get the ball.
Right. Okay, which would be different.
You know you're getting the ball. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's different
unless
for
you
me.
Let them score a touchdown.
Right. But, I mean, you have a chance of getting the ball. Where before, they could go down, march down, kick a field goal, and you're done. Yep. And I understand that. So, I don't know. In that game, I just don't want to give up a game. And I know it would have been nice if you were able to pull it out and if everything works. But the numbers just don't bear it out. If you told me it was 6-for-8, Chris, you know what I mean? Or some number high, 75% of you being able to do that and you really thought you could make it happen, But I always want another chance to fight the another day. Like, I just.
Well, look, there are different types of numbers. And the reason they went for this, and Tomlin said it after the game, he says they play analytics strong, which makes them predictable, right? He knew they were going to go for two because
they weren't shocked, do the analytics.
And ESPN had stats, Rob, saying there was a slightly, like 1% better chance of them winning the game if they go for two than if they kick the extra
point
going overtime.
But 1% ain't enough, Chris.
No, and then there's other stats, NFL Next Generation stats, that say you had a 7.5% better chance of winning if you kick the extra point. Bottom line is, I'm with you, Rob. Here's why. I kick the extra point, take my chances in overtime. Now, some people might say, well, Pittsburgh had been marching all over them in the fourth quarter. Big Ben was terrific and all that. And I agreed. Pittsburgh looked great in the fourth quarter. However, number one, I'm still not confident in Big Ben.
You're right.
He's 39, about to be 40 years old.
He could easily have a bad series. He could throw a pick.
Absolutely.
I don't think like it's automatic. If there are a couple quarterbacks where you might say,
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, if he's hot. Yeah.
Right, and that'll be about it, where you're like, I can't give that guy the ball, right? Where the 49ers left 37 seconds on the clock, right? I can't give that guy we got to make the clock be double 1 second.
Right. Right,
because if we leave any time, he's gonna beat us. But I Big Ben is not in that category.
He's
anymore.
Not that guy. Exactly. Right. He's not that guy right now. And then the thing is this, Rob. I could, just like you could argue, oh, Pittsburgh had the momentum. I could argue, well, Baltimore took it from him.
They watched the ball down.
Absolutely. They had been struggling as well during the game offensively.
And Pittsburgh could have got a stop. Why couldn't Pittsburgh get a stop right there, right? I mean, so they marched down. They were able to get there, get a touchdown, which gave them a chance. And then, so I'm with you.
And then
who had the ball last had the
momentum
to me.
They got the best kicker in football, Rob. Maybe
I was in Detroit
history,
when
Justin
he made
Tucker.
The 68
66 yards.
Yeah, I was in Detroit for that. The guy can kick.
The dude is terrific. So for all those reasons, and Rob, I just think at the end of the day, it's analytics gone wild. It's analytics gone wild. And I look, it adds some more excitement that it's not automatically, oh, we didn't get there in three downs, right? We're punting away, or maybe we'll go for two instead of extra point. It's not all bad. But I'm seeing a lot of times when the coach will punt or the coach will just kick the extra point, you know what I mean, rather than going for two or going for it on fourth down.
What did you think in the Denver-Kansas City game? Almost at the end of the half, where they could have kicked the field goal, would have been 10-6 at the half.
I thought they should have kicked the field goal.
They go for it on fourth and two and lose a yard and a half. And I'm like, really?
You're down seven. Get points.
In the first half in Kansas City, wouldn't you feel like we're good?
Totally agree.
Like I'm like,
you're supposed to lose. Now we're only down four.
You're only
totally
down
agree,
four
Rob.
And
totally
say
agree.
To yourself, you held Kansas City to just 10 points in the first half in Kansas City. I'll take that. And instead, you turn what was a good first half for your defense, right, and kill it with going forward on fourth and two. I didn't understand that. I didn't.
I understood it as analytics gone wild. But I'm with you. Like, come on. I mean, some of this stuff. And Rob, it makes you wonder. I mean, we see it obviously in baseball that these managers aren't in full control. I still think the NFL coaches have control, but somebody's in their ear.
Right.
Somebody
is
in the
ear heavy,
Chris,
because they're making these calls, and you just keep going. And what did we see? Dan Campbell in Detroit. Didn't he do one as well in his own territory?
Fourth and two in their own territory. I thought it was crazy. I thought it was a lunacy. And it worked out for him because in the end, they obviously got the W. And I get it. They were like, hey, I guess they're like, we're 0-10.
Oh, 10 and 1, what the hell?
Yeah, nobody, right. Exactly.
They celebrated in Detroit like they won a Super Bowl. Like,
they did. And you know what? And I got to admit, it was good to see them celebrate, but you're right. I guess when you're that bad, you know what I mean? Like, hey, it probably felt like the Super Bowl, Rob, just to get You know what I mean? At least you're not going to go down as winless.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, Rob, let's get to it. We talked about the Patriots being hot, and they are. They're the hottest team. Are they the hottest team in the league, Rob G? They won six straight.
I don't think anybody's won more than that.
Yeah, they're the hottest team in the league. All right. Well, right behind them, Rob, are the Kansas City Chiefs. And people, you know, they're down on the Chiefs, and believe it or not, Miami's also won five straight. But the Chiefs and Miami have won five straight games, Rob. The Chiefs, after a rough start, were they 4-4 at one point? Actually, they were even 3-4 at one point. And they have rallied to win five straight and go 8-4. And they just beat the Broncos the week before they beat the Cowboys by 10. Week before that, they pummeled the Raiders, Rob G's Raiders, by 26. Beat the Packers. Granted, no Aaron Rodgers, but beat them. Beat the Giants. So they've had a nice little run, and they beat Denver 22-9. And yet all people want to talk about is that Patrick Mahomes hasn't been Patrick Mahomes. And Rob, one of our former colleagues, worked with him. I like him. Nice guy.
Mike Lombardi, FS1,
former GM in the NFL.
With that last name in football, come on.
I know, right? He could write his own ticket. He said this about Patrick Mahomes. That was Mahomes. He said, the Chiefs' offense is broken. He said this on the BetQL podcast. Mahomes is broken, and no one wants to admit it. All right, 8-4, yet everyone's saying he and the offense are broken. Now, I admit, and I was on TV today, Rob, and I said I wasn't very impressed with the win. The defense was great, fine. Wasn't very impressed with the win because the offense really had trouble putting points on the board, but I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, I think that there is definitely you can look at the record and ignore the obvious. It's not that they're not winning, Chris, but Patrick is not playing the way that we've seen him play. And it's not just the high standards. Yes, he set a high standard. We expect something, you know, of super talent from him and some stats and numbers and big plays. We expect that. I give you that. But to go back-to-back games without a touchdown, and then some of the other numbers in this game were gruesome. Like Chris, his lowest, I need to pull it up to be as accurate and fair as I can on this.
Lowest, was it passer rating or QBR? One of them.
Yeah, like I thought it was.
Ever for him.
Ever. Like, I got it right here. And I think that's what we're looking at where we see, yeah, they won, they beat Denver at home. But here's Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes completing, Chris, his lowest percentage of the season, 51%, throwing in his second lowest total, you know, yardage total of the season, 184, no touchdowns for the second straight game, and the lowest passer rating of his entire career, just 57.3. Now, you're going to have a couple of stinkers, but he's had a couple of stinkers this year. Everybody, all great quarterbacks.
You just said you're going to have a couple, but he's had a couple.
But he's had a couple this year. Like, you're going to have one. Aaron Rodgers, game one, Chris, stinker, right?
Right, thank you.
Tom Brady had a stinker a couple weeks ago, right? I can't remember the team. He didn't play that great. He had a stinker.
Everybody has, you're right.
People have stinkers. two games in a row, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a touchdown? Almost inconceivable. As good as he is and the numbers that they were able to put up his first 3 years. And now we're seeing this more often than not. Again, even when they beat the Packers. What was the score?
13-7.
13-7 at home? They beat the Giants. It was 20-17. I think the Giants had an interception call back. Right? They had one call back and one drop. Like they could have won that game. They didn't. They could have. He didn't play that well in that game. I think what Lombardi's talking about, him being broken, or we thought that there was, you know, he was slumping, Chris, and they had to kind of refigure it out and get him back on track. And you remember, what did he say? I'm going to take what they give me in front of me. I'm not going to force the ball downfield and feel like I always got to make a 70-yard play. Okay, throw it in front.
He's been doing that.
But it still hasn't materialized into the offense where they're putting up what you expect from them. We talked about it. That game should have been 10-6 at the half in Kansas City. And you know Denver's not that. Defensively, they're good. But they held them to make them kick field goals. Right. I don't know. Something's not right. And I don't know. Is Andy Reid, because Lombardi didn't just say Mahomes. He said the Chiefs are broken. That's Andy Reid.
Right. Well, here's what it is, Rob. And look, there's a reason, and you've talked about it a few times before. There's a reason that it's hard to win back-to-back Super Bowls.
There's
a reason that it's darn near, not quite impossible, but darn near impossible to get the three straight Super Bowls, right? Because teams figure you out. How many offenses, Rob, have we seen be great for a while and then teams figure it out?
Yep.
And now you've got to adjust. And what teams have done, for the most part, is go cover two deep safeties, and take away the long ball from Patrick Mahomes and force them to take the underneath stuff. And so they're going to have to make the adjustment and figure it out. Now, you said it. The Chiefs are broken because Tyreek Hill is dropping passes. He dropped another one. He dropped two on the same possession.
That dude was like money. Oh, my God, how can you defend? We've seen him, Chris, with 200 yards in the first half. He's that elusive. That no big. Like you're not seeing the big plays. They've taken him away. They've made it a different game. And you know, pro sports. It's just not football. Chris, you know that is adjustments. If you can drive to the basket, guess what? They're gonna make you shoot from the perimeter. Am I right?
Right.
If you can shoot from the perimeter, they're gonna force you to take the ball to the hole.
Right.
If you can't hit a fastball, Chris, in the big leagues, guess what? They're going to throw you curveballs until you prove that you can hit a fastball. And in football, they have taken away what was almost automatic for him, and now he has to make an adjustment. But not only him, Andy Reid needs to readjust his offense.
I'll say this, though, Rob. And Patrick Mahomes is not having a typical Patrick Mahomes season. We all know that. But I do think part of it is the expectations. Because let's keep it real. Justin Herbert, he's been up and down. He's got 11 interceptions. Mahomes has 12. Joe Burrow, he's got 14 interceptions. And fewer touchdowns than Mahomes. Josh Allen, 10 picks himself, same number of touchdowns, 25. My point is this. Everybody's hand-wringing about Patrick Mahomes. But Patrick Mahomes is fourth in the league in touchdowns, all right, with 25. And he's fifth in the league in passing yards per game with 282. And those are not yards that are, you know, empty calories.
And so my point is, yes, he's down a little bit. You know what I compared him to on TV today, Rob? And I want to get your opinion on this. I compared him to James Harden. James Harden, overall, Rob, fine season. All-star caliber season.
Not for him.
Thank you. The standards. But let's look at James Harden's numbers, Rob. His numbers are still relatively eye-popping. 20.6 points a game, 9.5 assists, and 8 rebounds. 21, 9, and 8. And we're all like, man, Harden, come on. I'm disappointed. I'm not just disappointed in Harden, Rob. I'm pissed.
Right. You think he could play
better?
Because
I don't think they can win it with like this, right, without Kyrie. And it's the but his standards are so high because he's been so great that we expect more.
I agree.
And I think
I agree
is in
that there's
same boat.
There's a piece of that. But what bothers me is if you would have told me, and you know that you had high regard, you said he was Jordan-esque.
Right.
That he would go back-to-back game with no touchdowns. And some of the games that he's had, and he had that streak. What did he have? Seven straight games with intercept. That's not him, Chris. So you're right. I'm talking about as far as the lofty numbers. But right. We've seen stuff that we never saw from him. And I think that's why people have slumps. People have a bad game or two. People throw, you know, every year Aaron Rodgers has a two-pick game, Chris, right? Four picks
right.
all year,
right.
Five picks all year, and then there'll be one game. They'll throw two picks. They'll lose ugly. 2 years ago, it was in Tampa. You remember? They were 3-0, and they came to Tampa. He threw two picks early. Game's over. The opener this past year down in Jacksonville against the Saints, he threw two picks. Ugly. Game's over. They get blown out, right? We've seen
it. Well, Rob, let's keep it real. And who are the two hottest young quarterbacks – entering the season, and still probably are.
Herbert.
Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
Oh, Lamar.
And
right.
Both of them defenses are adjusting.
Yeah.
Both of them are struggling. Lamar, even way more than Mahomes, I
And Lamar
say.
Was rolling and winning, but his numbers weren't
yeah,
as
his numbers
good.
Are really, really
yeah.
poor. 16 touchdowns,
really,
13
like
picks.
The last 3 weeks, he's gone way back because he had the four-pick game. Who was that against?
He's had 10 picks, Rob, in his last six games and only 8 touchdowns.
Yeah,
he hadn't had a rush touchdown since the second week of the season.
Which is shocking.
Right. So it's time to adjust.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You'll recall that when we made our preseason picks,
yes,
my pick for MVP this year, my prediction was Tom Brady.
Not Patrick Mahomes, not Jordan-esque?
Nope. It was Tom Brady. I thought Brady'd have an MVP year.
Okay.
And Jordan didn't win it every year. In fact, he only won 5.
No, I'm just asking.
So you don't win it every year, even if you're Jordan-esque. But Tom Brady, Rob, right now is the front runner for the MVP. Rob G, is that according to Fox Bet?
And according to BetMGM, so whoever you like, he is the favorite.
So he is the favorite. And Josh Allen's number 2, right?
As of last year.
And Aaron Rodgers number 3, I think. But, Rob, it's an odd year. We've talked about it, how all the quarterbacks, and let's face it, it is a quarterback award, all of them have had some ups and downs, obviously some more than others.
Stinkers.
Yeah, they've all had a couple games here and there, whether it's Rodgers, the first game of the season. And even, Rodgers missing a game because of COVID because he wasn't vaccinated. We usually would give him a pass, but he lied about it. So I'm not going to necessarily give him a pass.
There might be some people.
Yeah. I wouldn't hold it against him. If it's close, just the fact that he had to miss a game when he maybe, wouldn't have had to before. I think some people might hold that against him. But in general, Rob, I wouldn't hold any of the shenanigans off the field against Aaron Rodgers if I had an MVP vote. But Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, whoever else you want to throw in there, am I missing somebody for the MVP race? They've all had their ups and downs. Dak Prescott. Kyler Murray's robbed.
Stinkers of late.
Kyler's missed three games. I think he's,
well, that hurts
that,
him.
That keeps that, him out
that,
of it, right?
That keeps him out.
Yeah,
I
unless
think
he
Dak
was just
has hurt himself
everybody.
The last couple of weeks, Chris. I think he's
right.
out. Patrick Mahomes.
He's hurting himself.
Patrick is out with back-to-back no-touchdown games.
I wouldn't say he's totally out.
No, I think he's out.
I wouldn't say he's totally out.
Really?
Stafford, yeah, because the game
think,
before that, he
think,
had five touchdowns.
I think Stafford
game before
is,
the last two.
Stafford is hanging by a string unless he does some extraordinary stuff.
Three games, Rob, three straight games with pick sixes, and he's still in it? I think he's still in it, but I would say if he's in it, how can Mahomes not be in it?
Only because Mahomes has done stuff that I just can't see how someone, Chris, is look at his body of work and think he had an MVP season. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, and Rob, that is why. And I don't think he's close to winning it. I'm just saying he'd be, I don't know, fifth, sixth, something like that.
Okay, all right.
But, But I think Brady, and really by the standard you said, an MVP season. Right now, and there's still a good amount of football, five games left to be played. But right now, I think it's Brady. I really do. That's not because I picked him as my preseason pick, but I think it has to be Brady right now. He's leading the league in yards per game at 314 plus per game, one of only two quarterbacks over 300 yards a game. He's leading the league in touchdown passes with 34, so he's on pace to hit almost 50. He's had six, count them, six games this season with four or more touchdowns. That's insane. No other quarterback has more than two such games. Six with four more. Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers is second. And I think that's a come up for him because, you know, I think he had to climb. Like, I think at one time Lamar was up there. Dak was up there. Josh Allen was up there. And Rodgers was just steadily producing, winning games, not really making mistakes. And I think he's climbed to second, but he's only had two games with four or more touchdowns. And so I think, Rob, no matter how you slice it, I mean, Tom Brady, it's just a clinic when you watch them. The way it looks so easy. He's got a ton of receivers and he's spreading the ball. Gronk, Evans, Godwin, when AB was playing him, the backfield. I mean, he's just throwing the ball very well. And I don't think it's any doubt he's the MVP right now.
Did you hear that AB that they said they might release him? Did you see that?
Yeah, well, because according to Peter King, Rob, he may have fooled the organization for like 4 months.
Several months. But that's what people don't understand when they kept saying the difference between him and Rodgers. Like the organization got bamboozled. Like, seriously.
Right. And look, for Rodgers to lie to the media, you don't like it. But that's not anything lying to the team. And I thought, Rob, you know, I've bounced back and forth as we found out more information. At first, I thought he should have been suspended all year when I thought he fooled his teammates. Then I thought, oh, well, it looks like the first day or two, you know, a couple days he was there, he decided not to go ahead with the fake vax
card.
And now it seems like he did go ahead with it for a while. Weeks,
months. That's why he took the suspension, Chris, with no fight and pushback.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what I think is going to be interesting, Rob? I think that, because remember, Tampa Bay, he's suspended for three games. Tampa Bay has said, we'll make a decision once he's eligible to play. After these three games. I think, honestly, Rob, I think they're waiting to see how they look without him.
Right. If they play well,
they're 5-0
and
with
issues,
him.
They might just go like,
yeah,
we're going to.
If they're
move
looking
on.
Good, I think they're going to cut him.
That's a piece. All right. Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady is having a very good season. I think his numbers are fugazi. I do not believe he's the leading candidate for MVP because.
Who is?
I would still take Aaron Rodgers' body of work and his type of wins have been bigger than Tom Brady. And let me just go through it. Tom Brady's numbers against teams over 500. 13 touchdowns, 5 picks. And in one of those games, Miami had a performance when he had five touchdowns and no picks, so his numbers look good in that stretch. But Tom Brady's also, Chris, on pace to be only the second player in NFL history to throw the ball over 700 times. So,
and that's a negative?
Yeah, well, it's just like, of course his numbers are going to be balloon.
No, not of course.
Yes.
No, the more you throw, the more chance there are to make mistakes.
Well, he also, and speaking of that, he has 10 interceptions, 12 turnovers, which ranks in the bottom third of the NFL for quarterbacks with the turnovers. So it's not like he's been flawless. He has turned the ball over 12 times. That's in the bottom third. That's a big negative. The numbers he's put up.
Big negative.
Well, can I make my case? You made yours. Can I make mine? Then here's the other part. He's had two games against the Falcons, which have ballooned his numbers. This is why he's Fergazi. Their defense is so bad. They're in the basement in the NFC South, right? They're giving up almost 28 points a game, second most in the NFL, while also giving the eighth most yards, Chris, per game at almost 370 a game. It's part of the reason why Brady.
Atlanta?
Yeah, why Brady has 644 yards and 9 touchdowns in 2 games against Atlanta. So his numbers are astronomical because he's playing against really bad teams, including the Falcons and their defense. Now, when I look back and I look at Aaron Rodgers' season, you're right. It's not the year he had last year. But I look at going to Arizona without your top three receivers, winning a big game in that situation. 37 seconds left on the road against San Francisco. I just see there's a couple other situations where I look at and say he's put together a really consistent year. And I think since the first two turnovers, right, interceptions, does he only have 4 all year? I don't have his numbers in front of me. I think he only has 4.
4 interceptions.
Right. So they're not eye-popping, but I think he's played against better teams, better situations. They played the Rams, right? They did a job on the Rams. That's supposedly one of the teams in the NFC that's vying for the Super Bowl, and they were able to beat them pretty handily, and he played well against the Rams. So I look at games like that, and I say his body of work is against better teams, better competition than Brady. I'm not poo-pooing all of Brady's season. But Rodgers, right, has basically beat remember the Bengals game? That was the other game, Chris, where his kicker missed 3 kicks. He had to drive his team down.
And so did Cincinnati's kicker.
No, but he had to keep driving them down to get themselves a chance to win that game. When Nick normally, you know, Crosby's normally money, not this year. Not this year, he's had a bad year. But they were able to beat the Bengals there in that situation, and Rodgers, again, was clutch in order to move the team down to win. So I just think he's had bigger games, and that game was on the road, right? Wasn't that in Cincinnati? That was another road game. They have done, and Rob G., can you look it up real quick? What's their record on the road? Because now they got all these home games coming up. At the end of their schedule, they're like, I think they've only lost 1 road game.
You play who's in front of you. I'm not going to punish Tom Brady or anybody else for their schedule. He didn't make the schedule.
No, all but Chris, and piling up numbers against bad teams, though,
okay,
is all
I'm saying. But let's analyze that. Because Aaron Rodgers has 2 games this year with 4 more touchdowns. Guess who those games are against? Detroit. I don't even have to say anything, but
Detroit's on a hot streak. They just won.
Yeah, right. And Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Right, those teams are combined, Rob, 5-17-1. So don't give me all this. Oh, he's been lighting it up against
great
teams.
Wait a minute.
Two games with 4 more touchdowns.
But wait a minute. The Falcons have the second. They're giving up the second.
It ain't just about the Falcons.
But it's a big
Brady
part
threw
of it.
Four
That's where his numbers are swollen.
He threw for 4 touchdowns and 375 yards against New Orleans. That's a defense for you.
Oh, they got a winning record?
He threw for 4 touchdowns against Chicago. That's a defense for you.
All these teams have losing records, Chris.
He threw for 5 touchdowns against Miami. Winners of 5 straight.
No, they had a losing record. No, they were bad back
then. Those are teams that are winning. Dallas, he threw for 4 touchdowns 2,379 yards.
In week one or two? Stop it.
Wait, that's your argument?
They were bad. The Cowboys started the season bad.
They were not bad.
They
were actually
bad.
Playing better in the beginning of the year than they are now.
How did he do against Matthew Stafford and when they came to play the Rams?
Matthew Stafford and the Rams? He threw for 432 yards.
Did they win that game?
No, they lost. We had one touchdown, zero interceptions.
Okay. And,
so,
and Miami,
it's a team sport, I'm told.
And Miami was in the midst of a seven-game.
They
Miami
got the same record. They're both 9-3.
Miami was in the midst of a seven-game losing streak when Brady ate them
up.
They're
in the midst of a five-game winning streak.
Okay, they were bad.
The
they were bad
season,
back
Rob.
Then. Come on, Chris.
You know
what's
fugazi is
no,
your
what?
Argument.
No, it ain't.
I mean, you going to when they played the team and – And all this and that. What the
how many teams? How many
I
games?
Mean, come
he,
on!
How many teams has he beaten over 500? Chris, hello.
He's 9-3.
Hello.
I mean, I don't think they've played many teams over 500.
No, if you remember, everybody said they were going to go undefeated because they had a weak schedule.
I didn't say that.
You don't remember that?
Rob. Okay, listen. He beat Dallas. They beat New England. I think it's Miami. Was Miami 5-7? They beat the Colts, who are 500 right now. So you know you beat who's on the schedule. They're both 9-3. I think look, Rodgers having a nice season, but to pick apart Brady's numbers like that is just come on, man. He's got 11 more touchdowns.
I'd love to hear what people got to say on this because I think they're gonna be with me.
Well, we'll see.